Welcome to the program Directions, brought to you by Professionals to the World. Directions is an educational program presenting true stories of the values and principles that will not only transform you, but also an entire community. Today's story on generosity comes from Dan Lukeshander of Westcliff, Colorado. I grew up in the Czech Republic when it was under Soviet domination. My parents were committed to giving my two brothers and myself a better future, away from the shadow of communism. In 1968, with most of their savings, they made plans for our family to travel to Austria. Our visas indicated that we planned a two-week vacation, but really, the trip was the first leg of our escape route. When we reached Austria, instead of a vacation, we found ourselves living in a campground, our savings rapidly dwindling. We had no way of earning a living. The campground was expensive for our limited budget, and the two-week period allowed by our tickets was drawing to an end. My mother and father gathered us together. "Tomorrow our tickets will expire," they sighed. "If we stay here in Austria, we stay without an income. But if we drive back home, we throw away our chance for freedom." Together, my mother and father weighed this decision while the storm clouds gathered over the campground. How could we make such an important decision in a dripping, wet tent? Everything seemed against us. That same day, late in the evening, while driving through a small village and struggling with our future, my father stopped at a small farmhouse, knocked on the door, and in desperation asked, "Could my family and I pitch a tent on your property?" The farmer peered at him knowingly. He had seen other refugees fleeing from the Soviets. "Yes, you may stay," he said, "but you don't need to camp. We have a room over our barn where you will be nice and dry." After settling in, the farmer's wife popped up at the top of the stairs, her blue eyes sparkling. "Come to the house and have dinner with us." We were overcome by this couple's generosity and knew that God was taking care of us after all. That night, while my mother fervently prayed, a steady rain began to pour down and God spoke to my mother's heart. "You could be outside in the cold, wet rain. Instead, you are warm and dry under a roof. Trust me, and I will take you the rest of the way." Together with my mother's faith and father's courage to face the unknown, by morning they had made their decision. "Boys, for better or for worse, we're going to stay." With renewed boldness, we drove to Vienna, where my father obtained political asylum for our family. We had taken the first step. That year, in Treiskirchen, Austria, I celebrated my 10th birthday in an Austrian refugee camp. It had been constructed in 1900 as an artillery cadet school. The buildings were restored, and the Austrian government used them as a refugee camp from 1945 to 1990. In 1956, the camp had held 6,000 Hungarian refugees who had left their country during the Hungarian Revolution. Now it was our turn. "To get into the U.S., you will need a sponsor," we were told. "It usually takes a year or even two. Of course, you can go without a sponsor, but you'll have a tough time getting a start in a strange new country without one." My resourceful parents wouldn't stop their search until they found a Lutheran organization that put us in line for a sponsor. Imagine our delight when, only 4 months later, a family was found for us. We were on our way to America. When we got off the plane at Dulles Airport in Washington, D.C., we were greeted by a smiling couple holding up a sign with our name. Keith and June Ulrich and their pastor and his wife welcomed us warmly. Mr. Ulrich was the owner of a construction company, and their grown children were leaving home. "We have plenty of room for you," they assured us. We never expected to be picked up by a Cadillac and a brand new Oldsmobile. Our host treated us as if we were royal guests. Our eyes were just wide open. We were used to the communist way of life, where you keep your mouth shut and there are only three or four kinds of cars on the road. Now there were all these wonderful cars everywhere. They drove us to their beautiful home in the country. I couldn't believe that people could have so much. We had never seen a color TV, but there stood one right in front of us. Right away, Mr. Ulrich gave my dad a job in his construction company. But it was so much more than a job. It was our start in America. We only stayed there for 3 months until we were able to get our own place. The Ulriches were a wonderful, generous couple, willing to share everything they had with a family of immigrants, arriving with nothing in a country where we had no family or friends. Twice we were touched by God's care. That generous German farmer and his wife offered us a place to stay when we needed it most. And now this American couple made it possible for us to come to this country and get a solid start in our new lives. There is no way to measure or pay back such generosity. Thanks for listening to us. Don't miss the next edition of Directions on this station. Visit our website, valuesandprinciples.org, for more information on Professionals to the World. Have a great day.